Welcome to the Sonya Buchanan Show, where we inspire one life, one smile at a time. Great day, everyone. It is time for the Sonya Buchanan Show, where we inspire one life, one smile at a time. We have a wonderful show for you today, but first, the title is going to be The Consistency of Nature. About a month ago, it was in the evening, the sun was starting to go down, and I decided to walk out on my deck. And as I opened the back door, there was a waltz at the back door. And as I was walking onto the deck, the waltz was trying to walk into my house. And we collided. And as we collided, the waltz stung me on my chest, leaving a mark. You know, when it stung me, I did not feel the embrace of the sting. But maybe about 5 minutes into this waltz running right into me and stinging me on my chest, I began to feel the pain of the sting. And I thought for a moment, am I allergic to the poison that just stung me? My body and my chest area become very intensified with this pain. And I'm thinking, oh my God, what am I going to do with this sting? Is it going to leave a mark on my chest? Am I going to just break out all over? It was really painful. After 5 minutes, my chest began to be very painful. And I'm running around the house looking for something that would ease the pain. So I immediately went to the pantry where I have alcohol and some things that I keep there. And I had the peroxide. And, you know, at my mother's house, you know, at my parents' house, they have all these medicated things. Well, here, I just have the little simple things. I began to put alcohol, wash it. But the sting was so painful, nothing was helping. And I thought about, did I get mad at the bee because he stung me? We just collided. And I said, he's acting out in his nature. And I probably scared him as much as he scared me. And we just collided. But I didn't go into anything of emotional and saying, that darn bee, this and that, you know. And the bee was acting in consistency of who he is. And we're going to talk about a couple of things when it talks about the consistency of nature. And on the same day, I decided to go out in my yard to take care of some vines, which is poison ivy, I learned later. And so I'm out, you know, I'm healing from the stung that this bee and I collided. And so I go out into the yard and I'm pulling up all these vines, and I found out later it was poison ivy. And I'm getting ready to have a heat and air system in my house, just revamp, getting a new heating air. So I'm out cleaning all the vines around the air conditioning unit that it sits outside. And so I'm pulling all these things, and then later on, here I am, later on that evening, because this is the same day, I began to break out on one of my arms, and I'm having poison ivy, and it's itchy and everything. And I said, okay, gee, I'm having a stung by a waltz. Now I'm having poison ivy all over my arm and bracelet somewhat on my legs part, because I had on shorts. I'm talking about the consistency of nature. And I was like, man, I had on gloves, but apparently it wasn't working, you know. And so now I'm having this pain on my chest. I'm having itchy on my arm. The consistency of nature. All these things are acting out according to their, I guess, character. And so I go on, gathering up all these things because, of course, I have to still clean my yard and get ready for the new air conditioning unit and the heat and air unit for my house. And I panicked because now my skin is now changing from the embrace of the consistency of nature. Now I'm in their territory. They're not in my territory. I'm in their territory, and they are acting out the consistency of who they are. So I sat there and I thought, what could I do? Because now my skin is changing. And I came across a video when it talked about this particular oil seed. It's called black oil seed. And the young lady, when she was explaining what this seed is and what it does, I immediately left that day with the sting and also the poison ivy all over my arm breaking me out. And I went to the health food store. And there I purchased black seed oil for my skin so I would not get the coloration. And so as I start to place the black oil seed on my skin and on my arm and my chest area where the warts stung me, and it's taken about maybe a couple of weeks, now my skin is starting to change back to its color. And all of this is the consistency of nature, because that's what black oil seed is. And it's in, you know, and I thought about, you know, and I try my best not to make my podcast a Bible study because they're not a Bible study. But it talked about how well, not necessarily Bible study, but it says that our body turns back to dust and all of that. And I thought about, you know, we may be part of nature too, you know, jokes aside, because as I was placing the black oil seed on my skin began to change back to its original color. And I wanted to talk about the consistency of nature, because nature is one of the essence that is in the earth that is consistent with who they are. They never change their character or their behavior. They stay the same. They're never up and down. It's always consistent. The sun rises every morning at the same time. The moon becomes full within cycles, you know. I'm not really into science or understanding science. I love the universe. I love to just read about it and study about it. I don't know why I am so intensified, just amazed at the universe like that. I don't know why, because I was not like that in school. But as I got older, I'm just fascinated with the beauty of where we live and how we live and how all of this came about and the consistency of nature. How can we depend on nature for knowing things that is going on in our lives today? Because whenever things become, you know, in a disarray for me and I'm not really sure what to do, I go take a walk early in the morning where there's a lot of nature, a lot of trees and flowers blooming early in the morning, you know, and it brings this solitude, this peace, and this harmonizing relationship between me and nature, maybe because of the consistency, and they're always at peace and they're always transforming their environment and nature. One of the interesting parts about nature is that the animals and the birds and the squirrels, I have a lot of squirrels that I live around, because I live around a lot of wooded area. My yard is about almost an acre of property, and there is woods that has not been cleaned out. So I see the nature in my yard, like rabbits, wild rabbits. I don't know where they come from. I see the wild deers. I don't know where they live or where they come from, but they just happen to show up in my yard. And that is the consistency of nature. I don't know who feeds them, but then I found out that the nature in the woods areas have wild berries that they can feed upon, just things like that. But what's really interesting is that last year I began to see this tree that's growing right beside my deck. And this tree has never been there, but I began to see this tree, and this tree began to have blooming peaches, little small peaches. I did not plant this tree, but the squirrels planted the tree. I wish they would have planted a tree farther in my yard so I would have a beautiful peach tree, but they planted the tree near my deck. And I was going to cut the tree down until I realized that the peaches that was growing on this tree were very large, and they were edible. You can actually eat the peaches. They're very well. I didn't get a chance to eat any. I was going to eat some of the peach tree, but apparently the squirrels who planted the tree knew that they planted this tree, and they knew that they were their food. And that's amazing to me that this squirrel planted a peach tree so they would have food. And by the time I was going to take a peach off this tree, the squirrels in the family had already eaten all the peaches. The consistency of nature. Now, isn't it amazing that they knew how to plant this plant of seed? They didn't have to have water. They didn't have to nurture it. They didn't have to talk to this tree for it to grow. They planted the seed, and they moved about. They remember where they planted the seed. They knew that this was their food, and they knew the consistency of their environment, which is nature, the consistency of nature. And I sat there for a moment. I promise you I was going to cut this tree down. But the people who built my deck, they actually built it where it's not causing a hindrance. It won't damage my deck, because that's what I was concerned about, that it was so close to the deck. So they built around it where it would not touch the deck, which is good, because I really did not want to, you know, have this argument with the squirrels, which could have been a problem. Well, the consistency of this plant, from last year, there were fruit on it. This year, the consistency of the peach tree, there was no fruit. And I remember looking out of the blinds at the squirrels, and they was actually looking at their tree. It did not bear any fruit this year. When I did a little study, it stated that sometimes peach trees bear fruit every other year. So this year, perhaps maybe it's not time for this tree to bear fruit. And then it grows and it continues to grow. And then the peach tree will bear fruit every single year. There's a process that happens. And the squirrels is actually looking at that tree, wanting the fruits from the tree. It's the consistency of nature. Then there's these wild berries that grows at the park, as I mentioned before in another podcast. And every single year, these berries grow and grow. There are so many berries. No matter how many times you cut this tree down, the consistency of nature, the tree still continues to bear these red and black berries. They wild berries. When I was younger, we used to eat the wild and black berries. But also, again, the nature, the birds and the squirrels and the rabbits, they eat from this tree. The consistency of nature. I know you're wondering, why am I talking about the consistency of nature? Because if nature and animals and the birds and the squirrels are consistent with thousands of years of consistency, and here we are as humans going through all this chaos, and we're more intellectual. And I want to just talk about that. Are we more intellectual, or have we lost the consistency of who we are? And if we have lost that consistency of who we are, then who are we right now? Who are we right now? Or the question is it a fight between humans losing the consistencies of who we are, and something is trying to reform us to be something that we're not, so that we become who it is and wanted us to be who that is? I don't think that humans are inconsistent of who we are. I think there is a battle of trying to change the stability of who we are, which causes chaos and changes. I remember listening to something on the radio not too long ago. And I hear many people say, we should embrace change. We should embrace whatever it is that's changing in our lives. And I said that it was something so interesting about that, because it made me raise an eyebrow when it says embrace change. And the reason why I want to talk about the consistency of nature is because humans are part of nature, whether we want to believe it or not. We are part of nature. We were born and created from the original states of the Word of God. I'm not sure if anybody's Bible says that we were consistency of nature, born from the dust of the earth, from first man, and so on and so forth. I don't want to go into that. But it was something that the person, I'm listening to the radio, and it says, it was more like a conversation on the radio, and it was saying, embrace change. And I'm just listening to the person talk about it, and I wanted them to go deeply involved with that, because when you're talking about embracing change and we're talking about humanity, that could be a negative aspect, and it also could be a positive aspect, depending on what you're embracing. And the reason why I want to talk about that is because a lot of times when we hear that, and as a person is going through turmoil and going through different changes in a life, sometimes it's not very good to embrace change, because then you become consistent with the change that has nothing to do with you. And then later you find out that you have went off course. You know, embracing change is not always good. Resisting the change that is trying to cause you to embrace is better, because you could be in a situation where there has something been introduced to you, and because you see no way out, the only option is to embrace it. That is not a good thing. There's always a way out, especially when it's coming against your consistency of nature, of who you are. As I stated in the beginning of this podcast, with the waltz standing at my door, and I'm going out on my deck, and it's standing at the very doorway of my deck, that waltz did not embrace the change of me stepping on his territory. In fact, he resisted me by stinging me. I don't know if I can explain that, how he was not embracing the change of me stepping on his territory at that moment. Even though it's my house, he was still standing there, and it's his environment, if that makes any sense. And so when I was listening to the person and he was talking about embracing change, I really have to think about embracing change when it's totally against my nature, my character, my lifestyle. That is a place where you don't have to embrace change. You have to find out how to resist that change and stay consistent of who you are. You know, embracing change is not always good. It depends on what kind of embracing you're doing. And again, our podcast today is called The Consistency of Nature. And if we think about it, nature never embraces change. They stay consistent regardless of what's changing in the weather or what's changing when someone's trimming their limbs. They stay consistent in who they are. So I want you all, during this time with our economy and our world is doing all these different transitioning, to make sure that you're staying consistent of who you are while the changes around you happens, that you do not default to the changes. If it becomes something that is causing your character, your personality, or your demeanor to change outside of the nature of who you are, which is a loving person, a consistent person, a person who proceeds in learning new things. But if it's causing irritation and not thinking clearly in your mind, these are the things you may think about resisting changes, because it should not change the consistency of who you are. You should embrace the knowledge of what's happening, but not embrace the changes if it's affecting who you are as an individual. That is something that's very important, that we know the difference of when people are speaking, embrace the changes. No, I'm not about to embrace changes when it is taking me off course. I will give you a little story about something that I experienced when I was a child. And I remember I had to be maybe 10, 11, 12 years old. And I was visiting a cousin's house, an aunt's house. It was on a Saturday. And I spent the night there that Friday night. And on a Saturday, we up and my aunt was cooking lunch for my cousin and I. And my aunt, she didn't cook the normal food that a 10-year-old would eat, like hot dogs and hamburgers and french fries and all of that. She cooked liver, fried liver. She cooked cornbread. She cooked these pinto beans. And she gave us, back in the day when I was younger, it was Kool-Aid. So we had lemonade Kool-Aid. And everything on the plate that she prepared for us, I did not eat. I didn't eat pinto beans. I didn't eat cornbread. And I did not eat liver. Nothing on that plate I ate. And I informed her that I didn't like any of that. And she said to me, "You're going to eat that." I said, "Well, I don't like liver. You know, I can deal with the peas. I can put pickles in the peas and, you know, at the time and just eat it. But I didn't like any of it. Didn't like cornbread. I didn't like any of it." She says, "You're going to eat it?" I says, "No, I'm not." And we're going back and forth. And yes, at 10 years old, we're going back and forth, informing her that I did not like any of that. And she says, "You're going to eat it. Well, you're not going to get anything else to eat." This is what she's telling me. "You're not going to get anything else to eat. So you're going to eat that." And I said, "I'm not going to eat this." She says, "Yes, you are. It's going to sit over here on this plate. And you're going to eat it. If you don't eat it now, you're going to eat it for dinner and da, 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 da." And I said, "No, I'm not." And so she sat there, looked at me, and I looked at her. and I very nicely and politely got up from the table because I wasn't going to eat that. And I dialed my mother, and I informed my mother to come get me because I didn't have to embrace that. I had options. And that option I took by calling my mother and asking her to come pick me up. Because, you see, I was raised up in the house where my mother knew I did not like soul food. She would always cook a separate dinner or a separate meal course for me if she's preparing it, a different meal with her family. They may eat roast and cornbread, and other types of beings. And then my mother would cook me chicken or fish and rice, and I liked green beans. So she would cook a separate meal because she knew I did not like soul food. And at that moment, I didn't have to embrace that change. I embraced it all right by calling the option that I had, because I was consistent of who I am and what I did not like far as food. I was not being rude or disrespectful. It's just that I just did not like that type of food. And I believe that was the last time I ever stayed at my aunt's house long enough to eat anything that she prepared, because I realized that was a conflict in what she felt as though forcefully I was going to eat something that I did not like. Now, I know someone may be listening to this and saying, how could I be disrespectful at an aunt's house? I wasn't being disrespectful, and still to this day, you could not force me to eat liver. In my mind, even at that age, at 10 years old, I could not understand eating someone's liver. You know, in school, we were studying about bodies, so I just thought liver is just a part of the body that I just wasn't going to eat in any animals. And still to this day, I do not eat very much of beef and pork, and nothing wrong with people who does. It's just that I can't eat that. And again, our podcast is called The Consistency of Nature. And so as we go forward, you guys, I want you to really think about the consistency of what you are embracing. Is it going outside of the consistency of who you are? Or have you embraced changes that's causing misery within you? That's what I want to talk about, because a lot of times if we're upset and angry when we wake up in the morning, there's something that we have embraced that has taken us outside of the consistency of who we are. And if you can just think about that for a moment and embrace the consistency of who you are, and just kind of do an altering and getting back to the foundation of who you are, so the consistency will continue, and then you can just kind of wrap around the transitionings and the changes that's happening around you. Okay, it's really just balancing. It's just recognizing, what are we embracing? What are we accepting? What are we accepting that should be resisted, and finding other options so that we can stay consistency. That is, to me, how you continue to have mobility and moving forward. But really, that is all I want to talk about today. Again, our subject is the consistency of nature, which humans are part of the nature consistency. No matter how we look at it, we are all just blended together. But one of the things that I did want to point out today is that the animals in nature, they stay consistency in who they are in the midst of storms, in the midst of winter. They stay consistent. And I want you to stay consistent too, as our world continues to go through the course of transitioning and preparing to be settled. But listen, you guys, that is the end of our podcast today. And I want to say thank you so much for coming back and listening to my podcast. And each week and every week. And listen, stop by and just sign up with one of our podcast places. We are part of Apple Podcasts. We're part of Podbean. We have several different ones that is on the list, and I will post the list on this particular podcast, and you can just sign up so you know when we post and upload. And also, you know, go to our social medias and see what we're doing. Go to our website at SoniaBuchanan.com and ComfortandPromises.com and check us out and just look at some of the things that we're doing. We do have some new beads that we are selling, faith beads, a bracelet check out some of those. But listen, you guys, I want to go ahead and end this podcast for this week. And this is your girl, Sonya Buchanan, with the Sonya Buchanan Show, where we inspire one life, one smile at a time. Until next week, bye, you guys. Thank you for joining our podcast today. The podcast was produced and edited by Sonya Buchanan. For more information about the host, you can go to sonyabuchanan.com. For information about Comfort and Promises broadcast community, you can go to comfortandpromises.com. Thank you for listening to our broadcast, The Sonya Buchanan Show, where we focus on one life, one smile at a time. Until next time, bye, you guys.